Well, for those of you who have been at Mass the last few weeks, I trust you notice a transition in today's gospel as we begin John 17. The last two or three weeks, we've been going through John 14, 15, 16. What is that? Well, it's the Last Supper discourse where Jesus is addressing his disciples at the Last Supper before he goes into the garden, the agony in the garden. But today something else happened. Did you notice it? He's no longer talking to his disciples. He's now switched and he's talking to the Father. But he's still at the Last Supper. He's still at the table. He has not yet gone into the Kidron Valley, into the agony of the garden. So this is the very end of the Last Supper, where Jesus is now addressing his Father in a most beautiful way. Now, sometimes when we think of Jesus praying, we think, well, he must have been praying in his head. This wasn't being prayed in his head. This was being vocalized. How? This gospel was written by John. Where was John? Sitting right next to our Lord. So we are given a glimpse into the very heart of Christ. How did Jesus pray to his Father? We hear that in John 17 during the next few days. We are hearing Jesus address his Father. And what is he speaking about? He's talking about us. He's going to be talking about us, his children, in a most beautiful way. And so if we want to hear, what does Jesus have to say about us to the Father? Let's just listen to the gospel for the next few days. It also reminds us of something else. Somebody once said, if you'd imagine Christ being at Mass, if he was like present physically in his body, like I am right now, what would he be doing? What would be his posture at Mass? Would he be sitting there? Would he be standing? Would he be lying down? What would he be doing? I heard somebody once say he would be doing this. He'd be kneeling and praying to his Father, leading all of us in this great prayer, the new great high priestly prayer, the Mass. And if you'll notice the language of the Eucharistic prayer that the priest prays, who's that being addressed to? It's being addressed to the Father, just like this prayer is being addressed to the Father. And who's offering it? An unworthy priest standing in the person of Christ. That Christ is offering the prayer of the Mass to his Father. If that helps you, great. If not, throw it out. One last note on today's gospel. Jesus says something really profound. He says this. This is eternal life, that they should know you. Let me translate that. This is heaven, that your sons and daughters should know you. Knowing God is not a one-time event, just like knowing somebody is not a one-time event. For those of you who have been married many years, you'll say, I know my wife or husband much differently now than I did when I first married them. I know friends much better now than when I first met them. Growing closer to God, everyone, coming to know God, is not a one-time event. It's something that is deepened and deepened every single day. If we want to know what heaven is, it's this. Knowing God. Friendship with God, growing in knowledge of him. That's a lifelong adventure. It's something that can happen every single day. It's something that never gets old. It's something that's always new in there. That's tremendous. That's a tremendous hope, a tremendous encouragement. How exciting it is to live the Christian life, because we can always come to know God better. And there's no better place to come to know God better than the Mass, where we get to hear that high priestly prayer once again. So today, maybe we could try to discern where are the places God wants us to know him better. Because by knowing him better, we come to experience heaven on earth.